Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil and I am the master wealth builder helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And I am still thoroughly convinced that after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, that we are all still leaving our diamond mines in our own backyard as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us and found in our hometown or wherever we come from. Therefore, we are calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach and Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. Our vision for this podcast is to continue to shed a brighter light on the wonderful, smart, talented individuals from our great city, Riviera Beach, Florida. And with that, our special guest today is none other than Ms. Shondalyn D. Emerson. And Shonda, we welcome you to the episode today, and we're very excited to hear about your phenomenal activities that you're going to be participating with. But I call them girls to women. And as an AKA, you know, your sorority sets the bar for all girls looking to aspire to become women. So even though I wear the red and white, I still have high regards and lots of respect for my sisters who are AKAs from a Delta's perspective. So with that, let me welcome our co-host today, Dan Calloway and Steve White. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sean, would you give us a little bio when you came up with the Graffin Rights and started the school and up to now? And then I'll ask you a few questions. Steve and Ann will do the same.
Oh, yes. No problem. So, you know, growing up in Riviera Beach, I mean, we had programs as a child, inspiring programs such as Girls in Motion, going to summer camps at Wells and Tate Gym, and you had so many phenomenal women in the community just reaching back and helping. So I've always wanted to come back and do the same thing because it was so important to my life and added so much value and helped mold me to become the person that I am, you know, attending schools in Riviera Beach. So Riviera Beach is near and dear to my heart. I knew that I would go away and go to college and come right back home and be of service to my own home, because there's nothing like giving back to your own community. And so many people did that for me growing up in my life. So I always thought that was important. I watched my parents do the same thing, and they were always giving. My father was always giving, worked hard within the city. My mom did the same with all the programs and, you know, helping us understand the importance of that, especially being a young Black woman in today's society. So I truly appreciate and want to do the same thing that so many prominent women did for me in my life.
That's wonderful. Now, when I asked you to take the reins, and you said you would be able to get some other young ladies to help out with the girls to women in developing how to go out and be little ladies, and then at the culminating exercise, we're going to have this fashion show. Now, just tell us and the listening audience, how many people are going to be working with you that you hope to be working with you, one, and when will you need these young ladies, and I'll be able to set up the place and bring you the ladies. 9 out of 10 are going to come from Stony Brook. So how are you coming on putting your group together to receive these young ladies?
Right. So I'm hoping by next month we can at least start meeting monthly, because I believe in consistency, and because we're at a better place with the pandemic and are opening up more, I do believe in, you know, the ability to also meet face-to-face, because virtual fatigue is real for younger girls. I do plan on just first, you know, letting them allow me to come into their space. Because a lot of times people want to come in and take over spaces and tell teams what they should do, how they should do it. My approach has always been different because I like to make connections on a personal level with the girls and then let them allow me to come into their space and ask them what they want out of this. Because I think we all have great ideas about what it should look like, but I think the most important key is getting them to buy into it, because as long as it's something that they feel is built for them and they had a part, they played a part in the beginning of building their thing, they will own it. So I truly believe in getting them together, just sitting down and asking them what they want out of this and what do they see and how they can invite me in versus me just coming in with a with an agenda and everything else that we usually like to do. So just being relatable, trying to figure out what it is that their needs are and what they're wanting, because it's not enough, I don't think it's enough teen programs that truly cater to, teen girls to understand their value and their importance in life. So I really want to start off that way before just jumping in and saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. And then as I get acquainted, I want to invite other women in, and maybe they're just stopping in to do an etiquette class, or maybe they're providing food, or, you don't have to necessarily be truly apart. I do want a good group of at least 5 to 6 consistent women that are, helping me with this. But, people coming in and doing and helping and providing whatever resources they need for the girls so we can make this program, whatever this will look like, because as much as I want to say what it's going to look like, I do value the input of the team in that process. And I think it's important to get them to understand their voice and the importance of people listening to them early on, because even as a Black woman right now in corporate America, I struggle with my voice being heard. So I think that's important, too, to get them to learn how to get people to respect their voice early on and that their voice matters early on. So that's just some of the things that I have in mind and ways of approaching it with the girls.
Well, let me tell you about 3 things that we're going to help you with. Number one, just signing them up. We pretty near got them all already.
Okay.
We're going to be able to take your girls at least 1 trip to the rapids out here on the military trail, where we'll give them lunch and have them a day out there in the water, up and down the rides. And we're going to make 2 trips to Peanut Island, where they'll go on the water taxi to see the getaway on the island, and they'll be able to see the land from the water, rather the water from the land. And 99% of the people have never been there. And, of course, there's a museum over there in the Kennedy Bunker. It's very educational. We will provide that. The youth recreation, we've already working on that. So when you tell me Artie Williams, Steve White, we are the 3 that make decisions with things like that for whoever's helping us out. When you want me to, Steve or Artie, to set up a restaurant where you can take them and for a meal, we'll handle all that. And as things come up, we'll talk about it if you like. But one of the things that the city and, of course, Virginia Baker, the head person of Palm Beach County, she wants all the people eligible over there, and there's a write-up in the paper yesterday or something about in the community, we are short of the teenagers need to be vaccinated, and we trying to dingle certain things in front of the kids if that's their choice. Nobody's going to force anybody to do anything. And we'll be there to help support, because this is a program up under the Youth Recreation Association. And anything that you need, and then you know her as well as anybody, because that's your mother. And that's my oldest godchild, married to Grappin Wright. She said that she's, she knows some companies that will give you the outfits when you train them and ready to put them on showcase. down at the marina. We have a date for that at the culminating exercise at the end. It's a lot of things that we will do with by you, but you in charge. See, the moment we give you that autonomy, we don't go and interfere. We just tell you what we'll do to help you get through this. You will never be alone.
Okay.
But I like the idea you want to get to know them before you start pushing a lot of things down their throat. Steve, what
yes.
do you have to ask right now?
Well, I first of all, congratulations on the work that you're doing. I'm like you. I'm a native of Riviera Beach, and it was my intentions to come back home after college as well. So many, many years ago, but I respect that. And I've been mentoring young men and some ladies to a certain extent, but young men for 35 years. And so I agree with you that, you know, I think one of the things that I always stress is that when you work with young people, you have to hear them, you have to listen to them. And I think that that's the most effective approach you can take is hear what they have to say. And once you hear them, let them talk to you, and they know that you respect their word and what they have to say, then that lays the foundation for a good and successful program. So I'm looking forward to working with you. That's one thing I can say. There's a lot of work out here to be done. And, of course, you know it's all about saving our children and giving them an opportunity. So I look forward to it. But I love your approach of listening to the children, hearing what they have to say. And I support you on that. And look forward to a face-to-face meeting with you real, real soon.
Okay, yes, me too.
Anne, do you want to add anything before I go to another question?
Well, absolutely. I'm excited at the possibility of giving back because as she was sharing her story and how she was brought up and the giving and the sharing of the people in the community, my mind automatically went back to many of the teachers and those from Riviera Beach that we were closest to and the ladies in the church. And thank God for Riviera Beach having Wells and Tate Gym at the summer program and people like yourself, you know, Dan Calloway and people who were the store owners, corner store owners who, you know, watched out for you and helped, you know, support activities, whether it was your church and things. So as you were sharing, Sean, I thought about my own beginning and I really, I even thought about the cookies and the juice that you could get during the summertime, and we were hungry. Okay, we did get the powdered milk, we did get the Spam, Cam, whatever you call that stuff. And so for a lot of us, I mean, that was a meal. So mama came home and turned on whatever she had in that pot. So I think that there's so many memories, and that was a large part of creating this program so that we could bring back, you know, that hometown commitment to the village and giving back, like what you're saying. And I know in your sorority, just like in my sorority, there are a lot of women, whether we're from Riviera Beach or not, who would be more than happy. And a lot of us have stuff in our closets that many of these girls can wear. We haven't gotten it in a long time. You know, just little things that we can do, even if they cannot give their time and their talent, but they can definitely give their treasure for the app. So whatever we can do, you know, like you're hearing from Steve and like you're hearing from Dan, I put my name in the hat, too, to strategically help participate in making it a nice program, but also the mind. You know, we always want to remember the mind carries the body, not the other way around. So whatever we can do to also help to impact in a positive way their thinking, and oftentimes that is by three ways, from the books you read, the people you meet, and the serving that we do, it impacts the mind. So those are just my comments, and I'm excited to have this introduction to you, even though it's through this podcast. Like Steve, I look forward to having an opportunity to meet you face-to-face. But turn back over to you.
Okay. Thank you, Shawnee. One of the things is very important that I didn't mention to you at the very beginning, because when I had a meeting with the city manager last Tuesday, and I've been asked, because I'll be 83 in August, I guess because I'm one of the oldest. I am one of the oldest. It's only two people was born in Riviera that's older than me, and they don't have the capacity to do out here, what we need to be doing. They put me as the event coordinator for the 100-year anniversary of Riviera. And that is really, really important. This is our 99th year of being a city. And it started in September. September was the birth date, and so we'll go from September 21 to September 22 as a, and we have so many events during the month, and it's in the planning stage. So I can tell you right now, when we put together, you know, culminating exercise of that talent show or whatever you call that when they're modeling with the dresses and little ladies, that is important as any activity we're going to have, because we're going to be highlighting the youth, and there's a lot of senior citizens, there's a lot of citizens in between. We're going to bring back, like the oldest, three churches going to have programs. It's numerous of things. So I want you to know that it's a little more responsibility now rather than just for 6 months from now in November, around that time when you would have your show. But that'll be right now highlighted, but much greater than normally because of it's the anniversary. Now, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm excited. I mean, Mr. Calloway, you already know. I knew that this would not just be 6 months. And I don't think you – I don't want to, you know, work with a set of girls for 6 months and then, you know, part ways. I don't think that's right either. So I'm in it. And anybody that knows me knows I go all the way in and sometimes over the top with it too. So I'm very excited. I've worked with groups since I was a junior in high school. So I've been giving back since then. Had our own all-star team for 10 years where we literally had an all-star team for underprivileged girls in the city of Boynton Beach at the time. And we took them, I mean, on trips and places that they would have never gone had they not been a part of the program. And then that's why, so this is near and dear to my heart, especially giving back to young black women and teaching them early, too, and giving them that self-confidence and having them, you know, respect themselves so that others can respect them too. So I'm excited. And I mean, you know, anything you ask me to do too, Mr. Calloway, you know I got your back as well. But this is my passion. This is my true passion when it comes to helping young girls building self-esteem and putting them on a platform so other people can acknowledge their talents within the community. Because we have a lot of talent right here in Riviera Beach. You know, we have a lot of great talent and we need to start showcasing and, you know, taking these kids and putting them in the spotlight more and helping them become ambassadors so we can create more leaders and get them to want to come back too. Because I think a lot of it is we have the older that are getting older, but then what are we doing about the younger? Are we teaching them so they can take on the same responsibilities that we have? Because I want to do this for as long as I can, but the reality is we got to reach back and teach the next generation so they can understand the importance of giving back as well. Because had I not been in these programs and done that, I probably would not have come back. You get what I'm saying? So I think it's important for us to teach the youth that now so they can do the same thing.
Well, that's beautiful. That's the reason why we sought you out to take that position. We know that you're competent and you're dedicated. That's just automatically. I think that the anniversary, which, you know, there's not a lot of things that we know about that got 100 years involved, especially in Riviera. And that's our birthday, and we're going to do well with that. But most of all, I like the idea that you and you want to put together something to have a lot of longevity to it, because we need more help. And we have a program right in that same Stony Brook about teenage pregnancy. We're waiting for the funds to come in through the city for the tutorial program. We are first on the list, but we just got to make sure we dot I's and cross the T's and get the funds to help out, because there's going to be a lot of programs to try to turn this thing around, because we don't want it to get any further. And everybody's talking about on the air right now, you all three of you said you're looking at the future. And our future is really the kids. And between sending them off to school some kind of way or another, all of you all have gone and been a part of that. Now it's the three of you want to come back. Not want to, you're doing it. To keep it going. And at my age, pretty soon I'm going to say I'm too old for rock and roll and too young for the rocking chair. But I'm going to take that rocking chair out because I'm going to get in a wheelchair and be zooming around and everything. I just can't be where I am now all the time because I know when to walk away, and that's going to be soon. But I want to be able to look back and say we got a stable of individuals that are going to keep this going for years and years because Riviera, it means a lot. And it means a lot because we have a black government, and we've had it, and we've fought for that for a long time, and we need to make sure we see the results. That's why we're giving out the college scholarships every year. That's why we're trying to motivate people to get jobs, be trained, and everything. I can't tell you how much I care about the way Steve is over our education program. That's something I never have to worry about. All we have to do is discuss and try to get funds to keep it going. And to have Ann, the way she chipped in and put us all together, it's amazing. And then knowing you ever since you've been a little girl and you one of my granddaughters, now, we're going to be tremendous. I'm enthused. Now, tell me right now, because our time is good, we got a few more minutes. When do you want me to set up a meeting and we go when Stony Brook won? And when you're going to get with you and Steve need to make I don't need to be a part of that. See, Steve need to, you and him need to have a little set down because he's already over the, this is like a part of the tutorial program. That's what this is. And we've gone public about Stony Brook. And we've already been over there 2 weeks ago, and we'll be over there in another 2 weeks. And if you're not doing anything that Saturday, it's on a Saturday. It's the last Saturday in this month, before the 4th of July. We're going to be over there with, we promised him watermelons and ice cream and dessert. We fed him barbecue chickens and ribs. 2 weeks ago. So will you be able to, when I tell you the time, will you be able to put your schedule to be over there with us?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I can definitely do that on the Saturday. And Steve, we can get together as early as this week, you know, even if it's just by via phone, or we can meet in person. So I'm open. And like I said, my saying is you make time for things that you want to make time for. So I'm here to make time for whatever I need to do.
Okay. Well, I look forward to that. Yeah. So we'll touch base this week. And like you said, we can either do a phone meeting or face-to-face. You know, at some point, I definitely want to do the face-to-face with you. And like you said, things have opened up now so we can actually sit down together and talk about going forward. I spoke with the manager at Stony Brook this past week. And we do need to continue to have some conversation with her and just keep her motivated to do what she has to do on her end so that we can have the students in place. And so that's something that you and I can talk about also, you know, what we can offer to the management at Stony Brook to help them get these students in place and so that they're ready to work with us. And then, you know, also just nailing down and finalizing the schedule and things like that. So let's plan on doing that early this week. If not tomorrow, Tuesday, maybe we can talk and then we can, you know, maybe set up a time that we can sit down face-to-face together.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Steve, you and Shawnee, when you sometimes – I believe it's like going fishing. If you go fishing without any bait, you're not going to catch no fish. You got to have the bait, the right
kind
of bait.
That's right.
The best bait for those people over in Stony Brook or any place like that is to give them something. We need to give them. We need to set the just like when we were over there feeding Steve. When you go over there and meet with Miss Nieves, that's the manager over there. The lady, she's doing a wonderful job.
Yes, I've spoken with her a couple of times.
Okay, then if you tell her, she's registering kids now. All you have to do is tell them, if she said, I got 40 kids, 40 girls, right now you deal with everybody because you're in the tutorial thing. So therefore, if they got the girls and if they got boys, we're not going to leave them out. So we'll take that group and have something, some kind of refreshment for them. All you have to do is just tell Artie and myself, we got 40 kids, we got 20 kids, we got 100 kids. We'll make that work. And therefore, I think that with the introduction that you're going to give them something, you'll get their attention. And one thing when you promise kids, and I don't have to teach both of you, I know Steve knows this as well as anybody, and I'm sure as much as you've been working with young people, Shawnee, you cannot promise kids something if you don't deliver it.
That's correct.
You can't deliver it, don't tell them that. Because once you tell them you're going to do something for them, they expect that. And once you do it, they will always respect you and follow you halfway around the world. Any questions?
I agree.
Go ahead, Steve.
No, I agree with you, and I think that's one of the things that we've all learned from working with young people. You have to be honest with them. They want to, you know, hold on to your word. So you give them your word, and if you follow through, you have their confidence. Because the thing that we all know in working with our children is our children are very, very bright. They're brilliant, and they're also very sensitive. So they know when you are sincere. They know if you love them. They know if you're genuine. And if you are genuine and honest, like you say, Mr. Calloway, and you keep your word, then that's really a big part of working with our young people successfully. Because people think that, you know, there's a generation gap or something like that. There really isn't. The African community, there's not a generation gap because our children, by their very nature, they look to their elders for guidance. But that guidance has to be, you know, sincere and genuine. And as long as we do that and they know that we love them and we're doing it for the right reasons, then we can make a lot of progress with them. So, again, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know, you have at your disposal, they are building, I don't know when it's going to be completed. It's a recreation room there, and that's going to be your tutorial thing when it ever finished. I don't know when it's going to be finished. But one thing on the we have a bus. Doug Lawson, the councilman. He has a bus. The city has a bus. We can take the kids. If you say, well, you want to have them a lunch at the event center, the marina, down on the water, we'll just get the place in there, and we'll have the bus to pick them up and bring them up. I don't care how many. We can get them over there at the same time. So if you want to be over there from 11 to 2, okay, pick them up 10:30, quarter to 11. And we put them over there, and we feed them, and you got their attention. And then you plan things from that point on. I mean, I don't need I'm just going over some things. Because all you have to do is tell me we need a bus and we need a refreshment, lunch for X amount of people. That's my job to get that.
Okay. Well, that sounds good to me.
Especially at your beginning, I think you need to get them out of their area at the very beginning. And they're going to go back and tell other people. And I think that's my opinion. Don't let not having a transportation, because their parents can't bring them over there. See, but we'll work on that down the line. But right now, we will get a bus to shuttle them over and back and everything like that. And we'll have refreshment. And the reason why I keep saying about food, because I know that it's a housing place, and they own a government subsidized. And by that, sometimes kids go without eating. Because what happened when the mothers, there's no dads in the 99% of the place, what happens if they go to the beauty parlor and buy some shoes and use the food and put use the money for the food, and they have to miss a family. I mean, miss a meal. I'm told, and have gone through this with a lot of people over the years. See, we can be that conduit to make sure they get what they need.
I agree. That's right.
Are you agreeable with that, Shani? To get them over there? You know, and
yes,
do what
sir.
You want to do? Yep.
Yes. And,
so
and you know, by working for...
Say that again.
No, I was just going to say also, you know, working at Children's Services Council, we have a lot of services. So just, I'm just thinking about multiple roles that I could play with making connections in general in the community, especially with the parents of these children as well. So there's a lot of
Beautiful.
Resources out there that I'm very aware of and can make connections and, you know, get other organizations involved. I mean,
involved.
There's the Bridges of Riviera Beach that we fund as well that has a lot of resources. So I'm just thinking of multiple layers and hats that I could see myself wearing and playing in this role. So I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited too, because when you got that many doors, you can kick the door down and ask for finance. See what Ann said at the very beginning. If they can't give their service, they can give their money. She didn't use the word money. It was another word she used, but it meant money. So I come right out. Show us the money. Help out. One way or another, we cannot shortchange these kids. That's just all to it. And if it means that we got something set up every week for them, and one time we're going to take a lot of them to a church with me a Sunday morning when it's time for us to do that. That's just what how I feel about that. But the main thing about it is, Sean, is anything else you need to say? Because I know you're a go-getter. See, that's why we asked you to be a part of this.
You know me, I like to put action to work, so I'm going to just let it speak through the actions, and I hope I can,
Beautiful.
You know, I hope I can just help out wherever I can and, you know, walk my purpose and passion in life and let the Lord guide me through it.
Well, you got some letters, but anytime you want to put one of your own, all we need to do is give you the stationery. It needs to be on the Youth Recreation Association stationery.
Okay.
Because we are tax 501c3 tax deductible organization. And we want people to do that, and we want people to come and see our product. There are going to be times they can come and, and when we putting on a show, like when we go on those boats over there on Peanut Island, if they want to go and help chaperone or something like that, we love that. We love volunteers. Well, I'm proud, and I'm pleased. I'm just pleased that Ann thought enough to put us together months ago. We've been doing this for a while here. See, Sean, we answer to Ann. And Steve,
okay.
I answer to Steve next. When it comes down to education, only thing I ask Steve, what he need, when he need, and then I'll try to get it how we need it or where we need it from. And now I got you on my right hand. I don't have to worry about it anymore. Any more questions?
Well, I just want to say one thing. So, first of all, again, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to working with you. I'm glad, Mr. Calloway, that you brought her on today so that we can talk and start this process of introducing ourselves and everything. So, yeah, I love your commitment to our children, to our people. I'm right there with you on that, and I don't, you know, apologize for that. It's what we've got to do first for our own people. So I respect and looking forward to it.
Are you there, Ann?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Thank you. Well, I'm excited and I'm ready to start. So we'll look forward to hearing from you when you have your first and second meeting. I'll share with you my number so that we can, you know, volunteer to be a part and wherever you think you can fit. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you both. And it was a pleasure, you know, meeting you over the phone, but I can't wait to meet both of you in person.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. We'll make that happen real soon.
That'd be okay. Beautiful. And then, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Why don't one time if you can get her schedule and your schedule meet Beatrice Nieves, the manager? They really are coming around and want to do better because they see that we mean business by feeding them, taking them places, and the teenage pregnancy program got to stop. See, because teenage pregnancy will decimate any community. And girls 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 having babies, and babies having babies, that just it's just difficult. And we have to do better with that. And that's why we're going to have that kind of teaching and give them something and make them feel good about themselves. That's just all to that. They are our children, and we're going to do
now,
well
I,
with
now,
them.
Now, see, when you did that, you just opened my microphone back up because as a girl, having been that age, you talk to me about that. I'm not listening to that. Talk to me about becoming an AKA. Show me some AKAs and some women like that and get into my psyche and my mind, give me something greater to aspire to that's going to supersede what this guy is saying in my ear. So talk to me about becoming, from going from, and I think, Charlene, she mentioned some names that different type of program, but I think that we may really want to revisit talking about teenage pregnancy. Because remember, the subconscious mind does not know the difference between what's true or false. It only knows what you tell it over and over and over again. And so when we call it that, it's bringing that back up for us. I mean, we can talk about this off the show, but I really would encourage us to rename it something that's positive, that gives us something for them to aspire to become mentally.
Well, I think you're right about that, but the point is that we're going to have I thought they were teaching that in the health in school. I really thought that because I've been to school in 56, and that was those teachers at Roosevelt did a wonderful job. I think
we
that sometimes.
Yes, Dan, I'm just saying, we can teach it, but I don't know if you want to call it that. Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Okay, so I absolutely understand exactly where you're going. So let me say something real quickly. And having worked with young people for a long time as well, we know that we have to give our children something to say yes to. And I think that, and that's one of the things I believe I said when we first started doing this show, so that oftentimes we tell our children, you know, don't do this, don't do that, no, no, no. But what do we give them to say yes to? And so I think that's what you're saying, and we're going to give them these things to say yes to. And when and it was a document, and I remember back in the 90s, a study was done and showed that when girls had something to look forward to, whether it was college or positive things in life, that they did not get pregnant. They did not make bad decisions when they had something to look forward to. And I never forgot that study, like I said, well over 20 years ago. So we definitely give our children something to say yes to. And when they know that they have something to say yes to, they have something to look forward to, then they make good decisions. And so I think, and you can correct me, but I think we're on the same page because I think that's what you're saying as well.
Well, the other thing about that, Ann, remember now we were teaching the boys, a girl can't get pregnant by herself. this is why we work with the boys. The boys got as much responsibility as the girls, actually more. Because of a lot of time, boys drop out of school, trying to get a job to do what he think is best, and where we lose him on the side. Next thing he knows, he's out there hustling drugs or something like that, trying to live up to his responsibility. So it's a two-way thing. But I think that you can change the name, but it means the same in my old thinking. We must take care of kids and let them be kids, and then when they get to be an adult, they're adult for the rest of their life. I don't need them to try to grow up that quickly. You know, I told the story,
absolutely.
And I need to say this before we get off the air. 3 years ago, I went over there to talk to management, and a little girl, a little baby, about 2 years of age, was running away from this lady, and right in front of an office, and I grabbed the baby, and I said, ma'am, is this your daughter? She said, no, that's my granddaughter. And I said, well, can you tell me how old you are? She said, I'm 31. I said, you're 31 with a two-year-old granddaughter? She said, yeah, my daughter is 15. She had a daughter at 15, and now when she's 30, her daughter made her a granddaughter. Now, we have to do better than this because we need to, that's why we need to take them and train them like we're doing with Shawnee. What you're going to do. You're going to try to make them feel good about themselves. Buy them nice dresses. Put them out there and let the people see this. And then try to get scholarships and send them off to college. If not, we train them. What we got this year, the work program. We're going to need to get North Tech back again. And we said this last week, and you told them that you are one of the alumni of North Tech. I'm finished.
Yes, everybody, nobody's saying that. No, we are here. I think everybody can hear and feel our passion. Yes, everybody can hear our passion, and we're all saying the same thing. And I think that with that being said, we can go ahead and wrap up because we are all singing from the same sheet of music, and we're going to make a difference. And we are making a difference, and the program is the beginning of that. So to our special guest, we want to thank you, and if you have any closing comments, we'll go ahead and get those closing comments now. And Dan and Steve, if you have any additional closing comments, we'll go ahead and get them before the show wraps up.
The only thing I want to say is I just want to thank Mr. Calloway for, you know, giving me the opportunity. And because of people like him believing in me and, you know, me just wanting to live my purpose and trying to do the best and be the best version of myself while I am living here on this earth. I'm going to do whatever I can, especially to reach back to the next generation because I know how important that is, and I'm a product of someone reaching out to me as a young girl. So I just want to thank you all for the opportunity, and I'm excited.
Thank you. Thank you.
Steve?
Dan? Steve?
Okay. I'm excited, too, because I'm excited because we're going to be honoring Riviera, which I think is just great for its 100th anniversary, and we're going to be a big part of that because I'm the person who's going to be setting up all the events. So I depend on all of you. I'm a coach. You can't do it by yourself. You got to delegate authority or trust other people to get it done. And I trust you all immensely. Stephen?
Thank you. Thank you. Steve, you might be on mute if you're saying something.
Okay, yeah, I was on mute. My bad. I was trying to respect what you told me earlier, Ann. So, but anyway, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to moving forward this summer and making a big difference, and I'm really excited about what we're going to do and all the possibilities. So thanks for the opportunity. That's it.
All right, Dan. Yep, Dan.
No, I've given mine when I told C. It's you. We take our orders from you, Ann.
Well, we got to just thank everybody for listening into the program today. And we will see all of you next week for another phenomenal show. And remember, please comment, like, and share the show. And remember, hashtag I am Riviera Beach. We'll see everybody next time. Thank you. Have a good day. All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Y'all have
thank
a
you.
Happy
thank
Father
you.
Day now.
You
okay.
Too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.